الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back once again to another episode of our silsila, our series, O You Who Believe. In this series, in this silsila, we try to take a look at those verses of the Holy Quran, those verses of the final revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which He, Allah Azza wa Jal, has specifically addressed the believers by saying, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O You Who Believe. And we've heard in previous episodes, the statement of the scholars, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out specifically to the believers in the Holy Quran by means of these beautiful words, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, the scholars say that when verses like this are heard, when the believers hear verses like this, then they should focus their attention. They should listen carefully. Because in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is either instructing the believers with goodness, which they must follow, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alerting us to some evil which we must refrain from. In today's silsila, we'll be discussing one such beautiful verse of the Qur'an in which Allah Azza wa Jal opens by saying, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe. And we'll be discussing the topic, the subject matter of that verse and the lessons that it contains for us. Before moving on to today's verse, we'll begin, as we do, by listening to a blessing, a virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings upon our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It's reported our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever recites Durood Sharif, peace and blessings, salawat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 blessings upon that person." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's silsila, in today's episode, we'll be discussing verse number 254 of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which our generous and merciful Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, spend from what we have provided you, before a day comes in which there will be no buying and selling, nor any friendship or intercession for disbelievers. وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, and the disbelievers themselves are the oppressors. In this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty is encouraging us, is ordering us to spend from what He has provided us in His path. Subhanallah. The way Allah Almighty is instructing us to spend in His path. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O you who believe, spend from what we have provided you. In this, the scholars, the mufassirun, the experts in explaining the Quran, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers to spend from what Allah Azza wa Jal has provided, highlighting the fact that everything we have is from Allah Almighty Himself. When Allah Almighty Himself is the one who has given us every blessing that we have. Allah Almighty is the one who has given us all the wealth that we own. It is due to the blessings and the mercy and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have the properties, the possessions, the businesses, the jobs, the incomes that we have in our lives. It is all due to His blessings. When this is the case, it is only correct and it is only rightful that we spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in His path. Subhanallah. The scholars also say that in this verse, Allah Almighty said, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. And min here, in this verse, is used in the meaning of a part, a portion. Again, the scholars of the sea, they teach us that Allah Almighty is so merciful. Allah Almighty is so generous. Allah Almighty's bounty is so incredible upon us that He gives us so much. Allah Almighty showers blessings upon us in every single second of every day. And when He asks us to spend in His path, He doesn't ask us to spend and give in His court everything that He has given us, but rather He asks us to spend just a portion of what He has given us in His path. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O you who believe, spend from what we have provided you before a day comes in which there will be no buying and selling. Allahu Akbar. A day will come, the day of judgment, a day where all of the actions will be finished. We will no longer have an opportunity to perform good deeds. Even if we want to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will be too late. Before that day comes in which there are no transactions, there is no buying and selling, it's too late. The possibilities, the chance to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla was in the world. If somebody didn't take that opportunity, when he goes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, when Allah Almighty asks him and questions him and takes him to account for everything he did in the world, when Allah Almighty questions him about the wealth that he earned, where he earned it from, whether it was from permissible sources or not, the wealth that he earned, where did he spend it? Did he spend it in the right places? Did he spend it where Allah Almighty ordered him to spend it? Did he spend it on those things which Allah Almighty had obligated upon him in the Sharia, in the rulings of Islam? Did he fulfill the rights of those around him? Did he fulfill the rights of his family members? Did he spend what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained in the Sharia upon his own family? Did he spend giving the obligatory money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for us in the form of zakat? Did he fulfill all of the other obligations that were upon him in the Sharia? On that day, when he's asked all of these questions, when he sees the harms of stinginess and the harms of not spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he sees the blessings and the rewards that others are gaining, those who in this world sacrifice their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sees their blessings, when he sees his own situation, now the desire will form in his heart. He will want to sacrifice in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He will want to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that day, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Day of Judgment is being described as يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ. That day in which there is no buying and selling, there are no transactions. That is the Day of Judgment. That is the Day of Decision. That is the Day of Accountability. In this beautiful verse of the Quran, Allah Almighty is reminding us that one day we have to leave this world. One day we have to leave this world and answer for everything that we have done. One day the Day of Judgment will come. The day when we will have to answer in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of our accounts, for everything that we ever did in this world, for every penny that we earned, and for every penny that we spent. Before that day comes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, acting upon this beautiful verse of the Quran, let's spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah Almighty has obligated upon us, if zakat is necessary upon us, if zakat is fard upon us, don't delay. Fulfill this obligation. Fulfill this pillar of Islam. If any other things are obligatory upon you, if you have any other monetary dealings to fulfill, then fulfill those monetary dealings. Give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give voluntarily in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give charity, give to good causes. Give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Support the works of deen. In this way, we'll be successful in acting upon this verse. And when that day comes, in which there is no transactions, in which there is no buying and selling, inshaAllah azza wa jal, if we have fulfilled those transactions in the world by spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then on that day, we too will be amongst those who will be rewarded in abundance by Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when it comes to the rewards of spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, just a few verses before the verse that I've begun with, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 245, Allah Almighty says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Is there anyone who will give a beautiful loan to Allah. Allah, Allah, subhanAllah. The question is being asked. Allah Almighty is asking us the question in the Quran. Is there anyone who will give a beautiful loan to Allah? And here, the scholars teach us, in the tafsir of the Holy Quran, that referring to spending in the way of Allah as a loan, this is the generosity and mercy of Allah Almighty. So you might be thinking, that how can anybody give a loan to Allah? The scholars say, the wisdom behind the usage of this term is that the person giving, he was created by Allah Azza wa Jal. The wealth that person has was given to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. And by the will of Allah, the person now temporarily owns that wealth. He might have some money in the bank balance, he might have some property, he might have some possessions, he might have a business. Temporarily, Allah Almighty has given him ownership of this wealth. In reality, the owner of that person, and the owner of everything in his possession, the true owner of all of these things is Allah Almighty Himself. But yet, Allah Azza wa Jal, despite being the owner of everything that we have, He still refers to donating in His path as a loan. Allahu Akbar. Such generosity, such mercy of our Lord. And the purpose of referring to it as a loan is to firmly establish the fact that just like the one who gives a loan knows that he hasn't lost that money. When we give a loan to somebody in our community, amongst our relatives, maybe a work colleague, when we give somebody a loan, we lend somebody money, we know in our heart that we haven't lost that money. But rather, that money has been given to somebody else for a short period of time. And when the time period of the loan ends, that money will be returned back to us. So we know when we loan somebody money, that we haven't lost that money. That money will be returned back to us. Similarly, Allah Almighty is referring to spending in His path as a beautiful loan to Allah, to show us that the one who gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person should have this certainty in his mind, this certainty in his heart, and even greater certainty in his heart and mind than when he gives to somebody in this world, that the money that he is spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal has not been lost. The money that he is spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not been lost, but rather he knows for a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the return of this, that he will receive the return for that donation in the hereafter. And that too, Allah Azza wa Jal says, after asking this question, is there anyone who will give a beautiful loan to Allah? Allah Almighty, after saying this, says, فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. That Allah Azza wa Jal will increase it many times for him. SubhanAllah. Not only will he receive that which he has given back, not only will he see the return of what he has given. In that way, the wealth that he has spent in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal has not been lost. But not only will he return that back, he will return it many more times multiplied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that for him, will increase the reward of that for him. Allah Almighty will multiply it many fold and then bestow the rewards upon that servant. SubhanAllah. And this multiplication of reward for the one who donates in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who spends in the way of his Lord, this multiplication of reward is mentioned in more detail in Surah Al-Baqarah itself, in verse 261. Imam Fakhruddin Ar-Razi, rahimahullah, in his Tafsir Kabeen, he says that the following verse is a further explanation, further detail, as to that multiplication that was mentioned in the verse that I've just recited. So, in verse 261, Allah Azza wa Jalla goes into more detail regarding this multiplication of reward. And he says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The example of those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah. كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ. It's like the example of a grain which grows seven stalks, which grows seven ears of corn. SubhanAllah. فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. And in every single stalk, in every ear of corn that grows, are 100 grains. SubhanAllah. So the individual planted one grain. He gave just one grain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that one grain caused seven stalks to grow. Within each of those seven stalks is 100 grains. Seven times 100, 700 grains. SubhanAllah. Just by planting that one grain, that one seed, just by giving that one grain or one seed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty multiplies it to such an extent that one grain then turns into 700. And then, that is not the extent of the multiplication. That is not the limit of the multiplication of reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, Allah, Allah. Allah Almighty then says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Azza wa Jal multiplies it further and increases it further for whoever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the most vast and the all-knowing. Subhanallah. In the commentary of this verse, in his tafsir Al-Jami' li-Ahkam al-Qur'an, Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, he explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an example comparing the one who gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who gives charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who spends in the path of his Lord. This example has been compared to the person who is a farmer, who plants seeds, who harvests crops. And he says that this example has been given for many reasons. First of all, because of the multiplication that a person gains. When a person plants a seed, when a farmer plants his seeds in a field, he plants that seed knowing that that seed will then sprout, will then cause many stalks to grow. And within those stalks, he will then receive many more grains than he first started with. So the multiplication of reward, the multiplication of the result. And furthermore, he says that this example has also been given. Because just like when a farmer is hard working, when a farmer plants seeds which are pure, which are of good quality, and when the ground that he plants them in, the field that he plants them in, the earth that he plants them in is fertile, then his harvest and his crops are greater. Similarly, he says that the one who gives charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is pious, when his intention is sincere, when that which he is spending is pure and of good quality, meaning the wealth that he is spending from is halal, is pure, attained from lawful sources, and when he places that wealth in a place of barakah, of blessing, when he gives that wealth in a place which is beneficial to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gives it to those who are worthy of receiving it, when these three things are found, subhanallah, when he is pious and righteous, when the wealth that he is spending, that wealth is pure and attained from lawful sources, where the people he is giving the wealth to, the place that he is spending that wealth, that place is worthy of receiving it. For example, from that wealth that he gives, work of deen is increased, scholars are produced, people gain knowledge of Islam, that knowledge spreads. The greater the benefit for the community, the greater the benefit for Islam, the greater the reward that person will gain. Just like when that person, that farmer, plants that seed in fertile land that produces more crops for him, that produces more harvest for him. Similarly, when this pious person, when the pious servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, when he gives in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, when he spends in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, but he spends in such a place that is fertile, when he gives, for example, to an institute of knowledge, spreading the deen of Islam, spreading the knowledge of the Quran and Sunnah, when he contributes financially to such an institute, which is producing scholars like Jamiatul Madina, like Madrasatul Madina, like Al Madani Channel, spreading knowledge of deen, spreading knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, when those who learn in these institutions then go on and have their own students, go on and teach the knowledge that they have earned, then that person's knowledge continues to multiply manyfold. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward of spending in His path for whoever he wills. Subhanallah. And moving on, when we look into the lives of the blessed Sahaba Kiram, the companions of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that they were that group of individuals, that blessed community, who truly understood the meaning of these verses of the Quran. They truly understood the benefit and the blessing of spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as our Prophet alayhi wasallam said, the companions are like stars. Ashabi kan nujum. My companions are like stars. Whichever of them you follow, you will be guided. These stars of guidance showed us the way when it comes to spending in the way of Allah. It's mentioned in the Jami' of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah in Kitab al-Manaqib with regards to the Battle of Tabuk, a very important battle in Islamic history. But in this battle, the army consisted of approximately 40 to 70,000 people. And it was an environment of extreme heat. The heat and the weather was very intense. And the land of Tabuk, where the battle was to take place, was far away. And it says that this army of thousands had no provisions and no equipment. This battle took place in the 9th year after Hijrah. So when the preparations for this battle were underway, and the Muslims realized that they had no provisions and no equipment. Now it was none other than our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who began to encourage the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan to give in the path of Allah azza wa jal, to give their wealth, to spend their money, to spend their possessions in the path of Allah azza wa jal, to aid and assist the religion of Allah subhanallah. It states that when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan to give, to spend and to donate for provisions for the army of the Battle of Tabuk, he mentions, فَقَامَ عُثْمَانُ بْنُ عَفَّانُ سَيِّدُنَا عُثْمَانُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, the blessed third Khalifa of Islam. He stood up. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَلَيَّ مِئَةُ بَعِيرٍ بِأَحْلَاسِهَا وَأَقْتَابِهَا. He said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I make the intention of donating 100 camels along with their saddles and the saddle covers in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. He made the intention there and then in the court of the Prophet alayhi salam to give 100 camels, and not just 100 camels, but 100 camels along with the saddles that go on those camels and the saddle covers and the cloths that go above those saddles as well. Subhanallah. The hadith continues though. It didn't finish there. It says that then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again continued to encourage the Sahaba, to encourage the companions alayhim ridwan, to give and to donate in the path of Allah, and to give provisions and equipment for that army. It states, فَقَامَ عُثْمَانُ بْنُ عَفَّانُ, سَيِّدُنَا عُثْمَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, stands again. And this time he says, فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَلَيَّ مِئَتَا بَعِيرٍ بِأَحْلَاسِهَا وَأَقْتَابِهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I make the intention to give 200 camels along with their saddles and their saddle covers in the path of Allah. He intended 100 first time. The second time now he's expressing the intention of donating 200 camels in the path of Allah. Then it states, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam again encouraged the Sahaba kiram, his companions alayhim ridwan, to give in the path of Allah azza wa jal, to give equipment for the army of the Battle of Tabuk. And it states that again, Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu, he stands. فَقَالَ, and he says, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ, O Allah Azza wa Jal, عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُ مِئَةِ بَعِيرٍ بِأَحْلَاسِهَا وَأَقْتَابِهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He says, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ, I make the intention that I will give 300 camels with their saddles and their saddle covers in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first time he stood up, he made the intention of giving 100 camels. The second time he stood up, he made the intention of giving 200 camels. The third time he stood up, he made the intention of giving 300 camels, each time with the saddles and the saddle covers in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did the beloved Prophet alayhi salam react? Subhanallah. The narrator states, فَأَنَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَنْزِلُ عَنِ الْمِنْبَرِ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. He says, I saw that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam descended, got down from his blessed minbar, and he was saying, مَا عَلَى عُثْمَانَ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ هَذِهِ, مَا عَلَى عُثْمَانَ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ هَذِهِ. Nothing can harm Uthman after he has performed this action. Nothing is upon Uthman. Nothing can harm Uthman after this act of his, after this pious intention of his. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is as if the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's saying that with the blessings of this sacrifice, this spending sincerely in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing can harm Uthman, and nothing can stop him, and nothing can prevent him from entering the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. So in this narration, we heard about the generosity of the Sahaba Kiram, and how in particular, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, in this example, he gave freely in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, generously in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal orders the believers to spend in His path from what Allah has provided them before that day comes, before the day of judgment, the day on which there will be no buying and selling, the day on which there will be no transactions. And in the commentaries of this hadith, it mentions that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, his first intention was of 100 camels. His second intention was of 200 camels. And his third intention was of 300 camels. But when he gave that second intention, when he made that second intention, he wasn't cancelling out the first intention. So when he made the first intention of 100, and then made the second intention of 200, when making that second intention, he wasn't really intending to give 200, but he was adding 200 onto the first 100 that he had intended. Subhanallah. And when he intended 300, the third time that he stood up, he didn't intend just 300, cancelling out the previous intentions, but he intended to give 300 on top of the previous intentions of 100 and 200. Meaning in total, after the three intentions, he intended to give 600 camels in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the time came to give, subhanallah, how generous he was, how well he understood the multiplication of reward of those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It states in the commentaries that he made an i'lan, he made an announcement of giving 600 camels in the path of Allah azza wa jal. But when the time came to give, he didn't give 600. He actually gave 950 camels in the path of Allah azza wa jal. And not only that, on top of this, to complete the 1,000, he gave 50 horses in the path of Allah azza wa jal. 950 camels and 50 horses. 1,000 animals as provisions, as equipment, as supplies for the army in the Battle of Tabuk. For the warriors of the Battle of Tabuk who were to go and defend Islam against the enemies. Allahu Akbar. And not just this. On this occasion, subhanallah, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, on top of the animals that he gave, on top of the 1,000 animals that he gave, along with their saddles and their saddle covers, he also gave 1,000 dinar in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. 100 gold coins on top of this. And then after this, he gave another 10,000 gold coins on top of this. So his total donation on this occasion was 1,000 animals, 950 camels, and 50 horses. Initially, 10,000 gold coins, and then 1,000 gold coins. So in total, he gave 11,000 gold coins in the courts of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the path of Allah azza wa jalla. He sacrificed all of this at the blessed feet of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it states that when he gave those 11,000 gold coins in the path of Allah azza wa jalla, again the hadith reported in the Jami' al-Tirmidhi, he mentions, the Sahabi says, the narrator, I saw the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam yuqallibuha fi hijrihi. I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turning over those gold coins in his blessed lap, whilst he was saying, مَا ضَرَّ عُثْمَانَ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. That nothing can harm Uthman after the donation that he has made today. Anything that Uthman does today, and after today, can never harm him again. It's as if, again, the Blessed Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is testifying to the sincerity and the acceptance of this incredible donation of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And this wasn't the only time that he spent so generously in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. He mentions that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he entered the city of Al-Madinah al-Munawwara with his companions, it states that there was no water there which was drinkable. There was no water that was sweet, which was accessible for the Muslims, other than one well, which was known as the well of Rumah. And it says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, مَنْ يَشْتَرِي بِئْرَ رُومَ فَيَجْعَلُ دَلْوَهُ مَعَ دِلَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِخَيْرٍ لَهُ مِنْهَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who is there that will purchase, that will buy the well of Rumah and then give its bucket as part of the buckets of the Muslims in exchange for better than it in the gardens of paradise, in exchange for a better well in the gardens of paradise, subhanallah. And it says that on this occasion, it was none other than Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, the great generous Sahabi, who stepped forward and bought that well from a non-Muslim for 35,000 dirhams. And initially, he approached that non-Muslim and wanted to buy that well. But the non-Muslim refused. The owner of the well refused to sell it. And eventually, after some bartering, a deal was done that he would pay to use it on every other day. Meaning on one day, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu would be in charge, and he would pay for the usage of the well. And on the second day, that other individual, the original owner, would be in charge of that well, and he would do whatever he liked with it. And he used to charge people to take money from that well. That was his means of business. And that's another reason why it was difficult for the Muslims to access the water of that well. Because he would only give the water of that well to those who would pay a hefty price. For those who would pay a high price for the water of that well. He used to charge for the usage of water from that well. So it says that this deal was done, and initially Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu would pay for the usage of the well for one day, and then the original owner would use the well according to his own wishes on the second day. And on alternate days, this continued. So it states that when it was time for Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's day to be in charge of the well, he would pay his rent, he would pay what was needed to the original owner, and then he would give out water free of charge to all of the Muslims. So everybody would come and fill up all of their containers and take water for themselves and their families and their animals on the day that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu would be in charge. Now as a result of this, when the day of the other person would come, the day of the original owner, the non-Muslim would come, then because people had already collected all of their water on the day that water was being given out for free, nobody came to him. Nobody came and paid for his water. Nobody came and took that water which he would charge a hefty price for. So because of this, he lost out on his business. And as a result of this, then he agreed to sell the entire well, the entire rights of the well, to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, who bought it for a fee of 35,000 dirhams. Allahu Akbar. And it states regarding Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, that when it came to the building and the extension of Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi, ala sahibi hassalatu wasalam, the blessed masjid of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the enlightened city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, it states that the masjid became restricted and the amount of worshippers increased. And he mentions that on this occasion, it states that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يَشْتَرِي بُقْعَةَ آلِ فُلَانٍ فَيَزِيدُهَا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ بِخَيْرٍ لَهُ مِنْهَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who will buy this piece of land which belongs to the family of such and such, so that we can increase the masjid, so that we can increase the size and expand the masjid. And it states that the beloved Prophet ﷺ made this announcement and said that whoever buys this, he will be guaranteed better than this, a better piece of land than this in the gardens of paradise. SubhanAllah. Again, it was that great generous Sahabi, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, who came forward. He came forward and he volunteered to buy that piece of land so that the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam could be extended. And it states that he purchased that piece of land for the price of 25,000 dirhams. Our Imam, our leader, our master, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahlul Sunnah radiallahu anhu, he states, sending salam and sending peace upon these donations of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, these sacrifices in the path of Allah azza wa jal, his spending and donating for the sake of the deen of Islam, he says, Zahide Masjid Ahmadi par durood. Dolate Jaishi Usrat Bilakum Salam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode of our silsila, All You Who Believe, we learnt about the beautiful verse of the Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal calls out to the believers, saying, All you who believe, spend from that which we have provided you. Allah Almighty is encouraging us to donate and spend in His path before that day comes, before the Day of Judgment, in which there will be no transactions, no buying, and no selling. We also learnt about how Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran talks about the incredible multiplication of reward for the one who gives and spends in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and about how the reward for that person is guaranteed and he doesn't lose out by spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, we look at some examples from the blessed lives of the Sahaba Kiram, the best of generations, the companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who truly understood the blessings of these verses of the Quran and the reward that lies in wait for those who spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we too should spend generously in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and contribute towards good causes. Contribute to the causes of Dawat Islami. Contribute towards the different departments of Dawat Islami which are functioning to serve and to aid the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to spend in His path. May Allah Azza wa Jal multiply the reward of what we spend and accept it in His court. Keep tuned to Madani Channel. Keep involved with the Madani activities of Dawat Islami. Keep attached to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Attend your local Sunnah-inspired Ijtima. Travel in the Madani Qafilas with the Ashikani Rasul. And keep watching Madani Channel, this silsila, and all of the other silsilas of knowledge that Dawat Islami Madani Channel is bringing to you. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our efforts. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Lameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barakatuh.